You learn so much too about where food comes from and how it grows and all kinds of stuff.
Chef Mark Breton is breathing a bit heavily as he digs up garlic bulbs. He's out in the fields at Chickabiddy Acres. It's a farm near Peterborough which supplies some of the produce for the Gladstone Hotel's Harvest Wednesdays. Sherry Patterson, who owns Chickabiddy, has invited the staff over to pick vegetables, tour the farm, and have lunch. Right now, Mark's describing the process of harvesting garlic.
I'm doing what Sherry told me to. I'm just digging the garlics loose so Miriam can pull them out of the ground. They take them to the barn and they're tying them up and hanging them to dry. So, and that's where our garlic comes from. But I'm thinking all this brand new garlic, maybe we'll do something for lunch with new garlic, since it looks like I'm going to have to end up in the kitchen after.
He was trying to get out of it, but Mark's not really that upset about having to make lunch today. Chickabiddy Acres is a community-shared agriculture, which means it grows food for a predetermined group of members, including the Gladstone Hotel, who pay an annual fee to buy a share of the harvest. For people like Mark, eating what's fresh and in season is a healthy alternative to food made to travel long distances with less nutritional value or less taste.
When it comes in my back door, everything is just so beautiful and fresh, and the aromas are unbelievable, the smells, the herbs and everything. So it really is a treat, makes my job easy, right? All the flavor is already there. Just got to put a little salt on it. A little salt and butter, away you go sometimes.
So you wanna go through and scoop some of the greens, but not too many. Just
the, nice the garlic is being tied up and hung to dry in the barn. The other staff members are still out picking snow peas. Meanwhile, Mark is cooking in Sherry's house after being convinced to make lunch for 13 people. And since he didn't make any real plans for today's meal, it's mostly on the fly.
We'll do a risotto with snow peas and fresh green onions or scallions. What else are we doing? We're going to do a green salad. And then I brought some Amish sausage, so I think we'll fire up the barbecue and we'll just grill the sausage.
Cheese,
yeah, I got the Thornlow cheddar. I brought a piece of that. We can put that in the salad if you want. Oh, although the risotto needs cheese, eh? I don't know. Figure it out.
Of course, Mark figures it out. And of course, the meal is great. He's had a lot of practice making it up as he goes.
Everything's delicious.
Way to go.
Yay!
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 Beautiful.
How are we doing anyway? Oh, you got stuff out there. There's still all the stuff out there, right?
That was last Monday. 2 days later, in the Gladstone Hotel's basement kitchen, Mark prepares a number of dishes using produce from Chickabiddy and other local producers for the hotel's Harvest Wednesday tasting event. He's wearing an apron and he's continuously moving and stopping around the kitchen with quick steps. Today's menu was finalized only a few hours ago. And since most food deliveries were just yesterday, the schedule is tight, and anything can happen.
It seems to be a shipment that doesn't quite make it, or even better, is like some wonderful ingredient that we didn't really expect, and it's just in there, and it's like, what's this? Oh, remember I told you I was gonna, it's the basil, it's the whatever it is, and you're looking at it going like, this is unbelievable, we gotta do something with this, right? So then you like throw out half your menu, and you start over based on whatever just walked in the door that's just like so beautiful that you have to share it with everybody like tomorrow, right?
When the guests have arrived, they're eager, they're happy, and they're hungry. As things fall into place, Mark goes upstairs to talk to some guests.
This stuff, like, it's on its own. It doesn't need whatever.
And he's ready for any last-minute surprises from the kitchen. It might mean a little extra work, but for Mark, shopping seasonally for locally grown food means a great profit in taste. So it's all worth it.
For me, it's like it's the flavor, right? I mean, I'm just thinking, it's all about eating, right? It's like this stuff tastes like way better. I mean, look at these strawberries, right? It's a teeny little strawberry. It's unimpressive. But you could eat one of those huge Californian things, you would say, ah, whatever. You like one of these things, you know, and it like explodes in your mouth. The flavor is like unbelievable, right? The payoff is huge from a taste point of view.